In a U.S. Senate hearing room far from the shores of Prince William Sound today, scores of people gathered to remember the Exxon Valdez oil spill. The disaster's 20th anniversary is later this month. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, held today's event on Capitol Hill to talk about how regulations have changed since the spill. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
It's a story Alaskans know well.
12:04 a.m. on March 24, 1989, the Exxon Valdez, carrying over 53 million gallons of crude, failed to turn back into the shipping lane after detouring to avoid ice and ran aground on Bligh Reef. That's a story that Alaskans just don't forget.
Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke before the crowd gathered Friday morning to remember that day nearly 20 years ago. At least 11 million gallons of oil spilled, 1,300 miles of shoreline fouled. They remembered the hundreds of thousands of birds, fish, and marine mammals killed, and the toll on fishermen, subsistence users, tourism businesses, Alaskans. Murkowski also remembered that government and industry were complacent before the spill. She says the few prevention measures in place at the time were inadequate, and spill response and cleanup resources were deficient.
Now, while we have made significant progress in spill prevention and response, increased our scientific knowledge of oil spills, cleanup, and environmental monitoring, we simply cannot allow ourselves to become complacent again. The Exxon Valdez oil spill had severe negative impacts, both culturally and economically, on the people who live in Prince William Sound and the areas affected by the spill.
Murkowski says 20 years later, the spill and ongoing litigation continue to affect Alaskans.
We must remain ever vigilant to ensure that we are doing everything possible to prevent an accident of this size and scope from happening again.
So how do you prevent it from happening again? In the wake of the spill, Congress enacted the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, which put into place environmental safeguards and strengthened federal oversight of maritime oil transportation. It boosted penalties for infractions and set new requirements for vessels and crews. NOAA's Deputy Undersecretary Mary Glacken says the spill also prompted agencies to work together and with community groups to prevent future tragedies.
I often say it's an ill wind that blows no good, and certainly there has been good that's come out of this.
Glacken points to improvements like double-hulled tankers. By 2015, all tankers in Prince William Sound must be double-hulled, and Glacken says they're making a difference in other U.S. waters, too.
Just in the past 2 months, two separate tankers ran aground off of Galveston Island, Texas. Fortunately, neither vessel spilled fuel, and again, that's because of some of the regulations and standards that we have in place. But despite all our best efforts, we do have spills that happen.
And that's what worries members of the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council. Acting Executive Director Donna Shantz and other members are in Washington this week talking with agencies and politicians about the anniversary and what will keep the sound safe. They point to what they call one of the most important things now in place, the two escort tugs that accompany every tanker through Prince William Sound. Shantz says the law requires the tugs to only go with single-hulled tankers, but by practice, all tankers, even those with double hulls, are escorted until they're 17 miles into the Gulf of Alaska. Shantz wants to make sure that continues to happen, even when all the vessels coming from Valdez are double-hulled.
The RCAC places a very high priority on maintaining two escort tugs, even after the last single-hull tanker leaves service. We believe this is the best possible way to ensure that the people and the state and the nation are not subjected to another disastrous oil spill like the one in 1989.
The Regional Citizens Advisory Council hopes to see that put into law. They're making sure the 20th anniversary of America's worst oil spill is on the minds of decision makers in the nation's capital. And they're using the occasion to make sure Prince William Sound is protected in the future. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.